Full disclosure, the subject matter that we're talking about today in the flipping of the song is the exact same thing I had to tell myself before starting this podcast. Throwbacks, chapter 1, verse 8. Welcome or welcome back to Throwbacks, the only place where we discuss the unexpected theology of old school hip hop and R&B. I am your host, Derek J. Murphy, and I'm a pastor, teacher, and writer of the book Throwbacks. And this is where we take songs from my generation, from the 80s, 90s, and the early 2000s, and flip them to add inspiration, motivation, and value to your life. Whether this is your first time or your eighth time joining us, if you haven't subscribed, go ahead and click that subscribe button and you'll be notified every time we drop a new episode. So with that being said, we're going to go all the way back to 1989. In 1989, Rain Man wins the Best Picture at the Academy Awards. And it's the first time I had ever heard the term autistic or autism and didn't know that was going to play such a big part in my life. 1989 is the year that Nintendo released the Game Boy handheld gaming system. I never had a Game Boy. I had a Sega. I don't even remember the name of the thing. It was the Sega version of the Game Boy. And it was in color. The Game Boy was in black and white. So, you know, Game Boys were for broke boys. So, 1989 was the year that Colin Powell becomes the first black chairman of the Joint Chief of Staff, named by President George H.W. Bush. Douglas Wilder becomes the first elected governor in the United States, becoming governor of Virginia. And David Dinkins becomes the first black mayor of New York City. In 1989, I was in the fourth grade. And in 1989, we caught a glimpse of a rising star by the name of Young MC. That's a name you hadn't heard in a while, isn't it? Young MC. Young MC is British-born Marvin Young. He was born to Jamaican immigrants in Wimbledon, and he moved to New York City at the age of 8 years old. He went on to attend the University of Southern California, where he earned a degree in economics. So Young was not a dumb boy. He was quite intelligent. But while at USC, he discovered a talent for rhyming. And he met two record company executives and ended up signing with their label after rapping over the phone. So during his time of artist development, he collaborated with another great artist, Tone Loc, on two of his most popular songs, Wild Thing and Funky Cold Medina. And then he began working on his own project that include his most popular song ever, and that's what we're talking about today. That song is Bust a Move.
If you want it, you got it. If you want it, baby, you just bust the move.
Bust the Move is Young MC's most popular song, most celebrated song, the highest charting song, the highest grossing song. And if you were to be real honest, you would say that Young MC was a one-hit wonder. And this was his one hit. This song is a very upbeat and lighthearted tone of a song written by Young and the two executives that discovered him, Matt Dyke and Michael Ross. It features a heavy, prominent bass line played by Flea, who happened to be the bassist for the band the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And while this song is technically a hip-hop song, it's really more like a dance track. I mean, it feels like a dance song. And the video doesn't help that. If you remember the video includes lots of dancing. And I don't mean choreographed dancing. It's more like a party vibe or a club vibe where you see big groups of people dancing throughout the entire video. And the video is shot in black and white and in color and in certain types of tones and in certain types of angles to really give a party vibe. And the even the girls in the videos that were dancing, it wasn't anything necessarily vulgar, but it gave a party or a club vibe. And so I don't know if this song is really the hip hop vibe as much as it is a dance track. In fact, when I made my list and compiling songs for this project, I grouped it under a dance song because that's really what it feels like. And so, you know, the video being dance heavy only features Young rapping here and there throughout the video. And then when it comes to the lyrics, I'm gonna be honest with you, okay? I was in fourth grade and I thought this song was about dancing. I mean, Bust a Move, that's sounded like dancing to me. But I did not know that this song was about sex. And that's what it is. Genius, which is an online lyrical database, describes the song as the misadventures of young lads who attract women like magnets without even trying, yet are just not able to close the deal. Okay, now, you know, when I listen to it now as a 45-year-old man, I hear it. But in fourth grade, I really didn't see that. I didn't get that notion. And because the song is so lighthearted, it easily fits in a dance narrative. It's a song that could work in a child's birthday party or in the club. Because if you're not really paying attention to the lyrics, you can get lost in the sauce. Because I thought this song was about dancing. Well, the impact of the song kind of proves to that point of how this was a real pop hit because it had the ability to translate in so many different contexts that it peaked at number one on the Billboard Hot 100. It won Young MC a Grammy for the best rap performance and was featured in over a dozen films and television shows and even video games. And when VH1 listed their greatest 100 hip hop songs, this song was listed in the top half of that list at number 47, Bust a Move. So how do we go from Young MC to a theological truth? How do we get from you're on a mission and you're wishing somebody could cure your lonely condition to adding value to your life? Well, the scripture is Matthew chapter 14, verse 28 through 29a. Peter responded and said to him, "Lord, if it's you, command me to come to you on the water." And he being Jesus, said, "Come." After all this time, you still haven't pursued that dream. You spent a lot of time thinking about it and contemplating it, but you have yet to reach for that goal. The research is done and you've even prayed about it, but you are no closer to fulfilling that destiny. What are you waiting for? Bust a move. No one gets credit for desiring to be or to do anything. Aspirations only count when there is a corresponding action. I admire people with big dreams and goals, but those with a plan and executed are admired even more. Too many of us allow fear to hold us back, never realizing that we hold our own power to change things in our lives. So it's up to us to bust a move. Peter was with the disciples on a boat as a huge storm was passing overhead. They were waiting for Jesus to come and join them, but the conditions around them became so chaotic that it forced them into an uncomfortable situation. As they were in the middle of the sea, someone looked out on the water to see a figure that seemed to be walking towards them on the water. Someone said that it must be a ghost because it's impossible for a man to walk on water. This impossibility must have sparked faith in Peter because he cries out to the figure, "Lord, if it's you, command me to come to you on the water." This faith that was sparked in Peter must have reminded him of the 5,000 people that Jesus had just fed with 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. Peter must have remembered Jesus turning water into wine. Peter must have quickly thought about the paralytic man that Jesus raised up, commanding him to take his bed and walk. Something sparked in him because all Jesus had to say was come. And Peter was able to bust a move. I pray that you remember that the same God who worked miracles in the Bible and who placed favor on the lives of the people in those stories, the same God is in your corner. He's bidding you to come, inviting you to greatness, and positioning you to do the impossible. He is literally saying, if you want it, you got it. But it's up to you, to bust a move. Thank you for joining me this week, and I pray that something has been said to encourage you. If you are sitting on the fence like I was before starting this podcast, I want to encourage you, just bust the move. Just make a move. Get out there and try something and see what God can do with your efforts. My former bishop, Bishop F.W. Smith, always said that God blesses efforts and not ideas. And so be encouraged to go ahead and do what you have been wanting to do. Do what you feel like God is calling you to do. Do what you have been drawn to do and see what happens. If you have enjoyed this content, let me invite you again to click that subscribe button, click the like button, leave a comment, share this with somebody who you think would enjoy it. And if you really enjoy it, let me encourage you to get the book. You can go to derekjmurphy.com and you can get that book along with many others. You can even read some other writings on my blog and listen to some other podcasts as well. Because at the end of the day, that's what we're all about. We're all about building people. So with that being said, know that God loves you best. I love you best I can. And we'll see you the next time. Peace. Boom, 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 boom.